This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I'm doing a kebab, so it's a, well, it's Slovakis, which is normally done with maybe chicken or lamb, but I did it with pork fillet. And the marinade, well, is just, it's lemon zest juice, oregano. I used a fresh oregano, so I had a pot in the garden, and
Every week you go down the garden. Last week it was the elderflower.
Yeah,
at the bottom.
It is, I know. But I mean, it's just so many things floating around. And then I've got, there's a bit of garlic in there. There's quite a bit of garlic and then some oil. And then that just goes on to, now if you're going to do, I've used these wooden skewers and then I've sort of threaded it on with some onion in between, whatever you want. If you're going to do these in the barbecue, soak the wooden skewers in cold water for about half an hour or else they'll catch fire, which is stunning, but you know, it's just defeats the object of having a kebab. So I've done them in just in the hot pan here, just a hot griddle pan. And then, so if you have a kebab, you have to have bread. So the bread is this is a flat bread. So the dough was just self-raising flour, mashed potato, cold mashed potato, rub that together, bit of yogurt, bit of oil, cold water, and some salt. Now you can add things to that. I just think there's enough flavour in the kebabs. Now just a hot pan, so no oil or anything in it, and just really hot, and then just leave that for a second. And then if you want to do this in the barbecue, you can actually do it straight onto the, you know, onto the griddle or onto your, just make sure it's really hot, or else you'll be sticking, you know, you don't need oil because there's a wee bit of oil in that, so.
Just,
and that's
obviously
a lovely
out, really.
Flavour, you know, especially if you've got coals. I went back to coals from gas, old school, and wood and things like that.
And that makes a difference.
Definitely. That's proper barbecuing. Not that there's anything wrong. It's so handy if you have a gas barbecue. But I have to think now before I want to barbecue. So then you sort of see that cooking up through. So what you want to see, when you see bubbles like that on the surface, you know it's hit the... So you can sort of flip it over and then get this nice bit here, and then what we'll do is we'll put our kebab back on again. So this is a kind of a thing, you know, when you go to a kebab shop, you know, and I've made what, here's what, so we've got this nice kebab here, right?
Lovely.
And then our kebab, that's our flatbread, and then our kebab's ready. So we'll just take that, so just again, just night until it's nice and juicy, and then hold it up like this here. So this is like a kind of a, you know when you get the kebab, what is it, a doner kebab, and
aye,
they have the electric. So I don't have one of those, unfortunately. But then just slice the kebab meat down.
Oh, exactly like you just see like the chaps doing in the kebab shop.
Yeah, just like that. Just slice that down. And then we'll put that in there and turn these off again. And that's your kebab, Will. Now what we want to do then is you need sauce. So, you know the way you go to a kebab shop and they do that sauce, and it's not posh, but it looks like Mary Rose sauce. So I asked somebody and they said it's just pretty much good yogurt, bit of mayonnaise. You can put garlic in it. I thought we would all be sticking a garlic anyway, so we'll cut back on that. And then a bit of red chilli and a squirt of ketchup, and that's it.
So
that's
you've
sauce.
Effectively made your own kebab shop sauce.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly, as you would say, Mark, rocket science. There's no rocket science involved in here. It's just So that sort of looks like the kebab sauce, doesn't it?
It's that same indeterminate colour.
Yeah, exactly. And then roll that up, and then we're ready. That's it. And you can do this with pretty much. I've cut this in half for you. And then what you have to do, well, is just cut that and then let that all dribble down your chin.
Here it comes. Oh. So this kebab moment, and if you just go for it. Oh, that's very nice. That is just lovely.
Uh-huh. All fresh.
And not anybody else want a bit of kebab? No. I pass it. See everybody shaking their heads.
Oh, I've got lots for everybody. Don't you worry, that's yours. That's the presenter's
part. Anne-Marie has her, wait a minute, I have to go down and read the news again in a minute, face on.
I do, well.
If Amory's belching on the 12 o'clock bulletin, we'll know what it is. So maybe wait until 5. I'll give you one, Amory, get you sorted. Yeah,
another first for Radio Ulster, that would be.
No, I don't think so.
This is just nice.
You obviously don't listen to the John Toll show a lot.
The sauce actually makes a huge difference. It really gives it a bit of bite. And
yeah, there's just a wee bit of fresh red chilli in that. And you're doing the right thing there, Will. You're letting it all drip down. That's good. That's exactly what you have
to
do.
Yeah, I've got kebab sauce on the
studio weight desk here. You've got potato in that wee flatbread. So it's like a potato bread.
It is like potato, but it's more or less.
Well, that's nice.
But it's rolled out really thin. That's the whole thing. Make up the... What I normally do is with the dough is mix it up, the yoghurt, and leave it out, sitting for maybe an hour. And you've got the bacon powder, and you've got the yoghurt, and you've got the spud and the oil, and it kind of naturally ferments a wee bit. So if you leave it out for a couple of hours, then just take a golf ball size.
That sauce has just gone for the back of my mouth. That sauce has just gone like someone coming back to an argument and saying, "And another thing."
Yeah,
that's just what I'm getting happening
right now. A wee bit of chilli in that, yeah. Aye, that's what you want. Just a wee bit. Just a bit.
Just fantastic. Folks, if you want the recipe for that, as ever, it's on the website. You can ring in and ask for it too. Proper title for what you've just made,
It's just this pork Slovakia with potato flatbreads and not so posh kebab sauce.
And recreate anything you see in the kebab shop. Paula, thank you. That's just excellent.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.